感谢耶稣的爱。今天呢，是我们这次这个审讯这个讲习哈，精准查经的最后一天的上课。
Thanks for the love of God that tonight is the last lesson for our study in Leviticus.
上次我昨天我们谈到这个七节起啊。
And last night we mentioned about the seven feasts. On the 14th day of the first month is the feast of Passover. On the 15th of the first month is the feast of unleavened bread. And on the 16th day of the first month is the feast of the first fruits. And after 49 days, that is the third day of the sixth month, that's the feast of the week.
那再过来啊，就这个再过来就是一直到七月一号啊。
And then is the first day of the seventh month.
这个是吹角。
And that is the feast of trumpet.And on the 10th day of the 7th month is the Day of Atonement. And from the 15th to the 21st day of the 7th month is the Feast of Booth. And the Feast of the Passover prefigures the Lord's death on the cross. And the Feast of the Unleavened Bread prefigures Jesus being buried.So the feast of the Passover is when Jesus died on the cross, and the feast of the unleavened bread is when Jesus was buried, andUnleavened bread means bread without yeast. That means all our sins are buried with the death of Jesus. And the feast of the first fruit prefigures the resurrection of Jesus. And the feast of the weeks is when the Holy Spirit descended.And that is also the Feast of Pentecost where the church is established by the Holy Spirit. And that is the later rain. That is the autumn rain, also known as later rain.Oh, sorry, that's the early rain. The Church of Apostles. And that is also the year of Jubilee. And the Feast of the Trumpets is when the later rain comes and it's the establishment of the Church of the Last Days. And that is the spring rain, also known as the later rain.
开始传福音的哈，这个旧约时代要福音传开。那 这个经过有时间呢、啊、的时间时也是一个完全数哈、哦、啊，这个赎罪日这个时候啊，以色列全家要得救哈、哦。
So the Feast of Trumpets is when we have to preach the gospel and tell the people about the warnings of Jesus. And 10 is a complete number in the Bible. So on the 10th day, we'll have the Day of Atonement.
那这个祝棚节，这个是等候主的再
临。And as for the Feast of Booths, it's for the waiting of descendant of Jesus.
这个期间一周一个期的时间啊，这个我们现在啊就等于啊一直进到这个祝福啊，千禧年从圣灵降临在地上掌权，一直到耶稣再临建立的时候，都是属于千禧年时间的哈、啊。我们教会的看法是这样子哈、啊。
So from the time Holy Spirit descended until now, that is the time of the Church of the Last Days, the whole period is considered as the year of Jubilee.
这个哥林多后书第五章哈。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
第五章第一节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1.
哥林多后书五章第一节啊。
2 Corinthians 5 verse 1.
我们原知道我们这地上的帐篷若拆毁了，就必得神所造，不是人手所造，在天上永存的房屋。我们在这帐篷里叹息，深信呢、啊、想要得到啊，深深的想要得到那从天上来的房屋，好像穿上衣服啊。第三节，倘若穿上了，被遇见的时候就不至于刺身了啊。第四节
Verse 4.
我们在这帐篷里叹息劳苦，并非愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个，好叫这必死的生命啊被吞灭了啊。第五节
Verse 5.
为此栽植我们的培植我们的就是神，他又是圣灵来做凭据。第六节
Verse 6.
所以我们时常坦然无惧，并且晓得我们住在身内，并与主相离。第七节
Verse 7.
因为我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。第九节
Verse 9.
第八节
Verse 8.
我们坦然无惧，是更愿意离开身体与主同住啊。第九节
Verse 9.
所以啊，无论是住在身内离开身外，我们立了志向，要得主的喜悦。第十节
Verse 10.
啊，因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按照本身所行的，或善或恶，要受报啊。我们活在这个肉体上，好像在这个帐篷里面一样，这个肉体好像个帐篷啊。
Our physical body is just like the tent.
啊，那个帐篷啊，是临时搭的啊，解体之后就拆掉了。
And the tents are just built up temporarily. When the time is up, we will tear it down.
我们活在这个肉体上也是暂时的，几十年的时间。
And our physical body is only temporary for about 10 years, more than a few 10 years.
啊，当我们离开世上，这个帐篷好像就被拆毁。
So when we leave this earth, our tent is teared down.
虽然我们这个肉体啊被拆毁了，归于尘土了，但是啊，我们要得到那个在天上永存的房屋啊。
And though this earthly tent is destroyed, we have a building from God that is an eternal house in heaven.
住帐篷啊，总是暂时的呀。啊，好像他们以前的游牧民族也是一样，哎，这里有水，他们就啊在这里呀、啊、搭帐篷；这里水没有了，他们就把帐篷拆掉啊，再找那个牧场有水的地方，就在那边呢 把帐篷再搭起来啊。
So just like the Israelites when they're in the wilderness, they build out a tent, and after the water is used up in that place, they will tear out the tent and then move a tent to another place and build another tent.
但是我们还活在这个帐篷里面，在肉体的时候，我们呢，深深的想要得到那天上永存的房屋，从天上来的房屋啊，不必啊啊，常常再来迁来迁去啊，没有一个固定永存永住的地方啊。
However, when we are on this earthly tent, we do not have to move around, but rather we just have to desire for the eternal house in heaven.
我刚从乡下搬到台北的时候，自己没有房屋啊，都是租的。两年搬了五次家啊，我太太一直叫苦，因为我都在教会没有搬过家，说哦，你实在太好命了。
So when I moved from the village to a city, Taipei, I have to rent a place, so I moved for 5 times. But because I usually stay at the church, so my wife has to do all the moving.
后来自己买了房子才安定下来。
So later on, when I finally got my own house, I was able to settle down.
我们活在这个肉体上也是好像住帐篷暂时的，我们真想要得到那永存的房屋，就是将来复活之后所得到的那属灵的身体啊，那是永存的房屋了，不会拆毁的哈。
So our earthly tent is that is our physical body, just temporary. So we should desire for the eternal house in heaven, which is eternal, and which is our spiritual body.
因为这个帐篷啊啊，住棚节一个礼拜。节期过了，帐篷拆毁，他们就回到自己的家里面去了啊，回家了。
So after the feast of booths is over, they tear down the tent and they return back to their own household.
哎，那个时候你是要耶稣再临了，我们这个肉体死的人呐 就复活，我们活到耶稣来的人，肉体也改变，得到一个属灵身体，耶稣就接我们回家了，回到那永恒的房屋里面。
And that is when Jesus will come again, and our physical body will be transformed into a spiritual body, and then we will resurrect with Jesus into heaven.
这里说我们呢，深深的想得到那天上来的房屋，好像穿上衣服啊，不会赤身露体的。
And here it says, meanwhile we.Grown longing to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling.
倘若穿上被遇见的时候不至于赤身了。
Because when we are clothed, we will not be found naked.
我们主耶稣再临，我们信主得救的人，我们身体得赎得到一个属灵身体，好像穿上衣服一样，我们坦然见主，不赤身不露体
So once we have believed in Jesus, when Jesus comes again, we are no longer naked, but rather we are clothed on with this redemption of Jesus.
那当然了，一个不能得救的人他在神面前呢，就是赤身的、羞耻的，是要下地受永远刑罚的
But a person who has not believed in Jesus, he is naked, and he will have to go to hell and receive eternal punishment.
那第四节说我们在这帐篷里劳苦叹息叹息劳苦并不是愿意脱下这个虽然我们活在这个肉身带着肉体的各种劳苦了叹息了但是我们并不是愿意脱下这个就是说我不想活了不是因为我们每个人活在肉体上都还带着当尽的本分
In verse 4 it says, For while we are on this tent, we groan in our burden, because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling. That does not mean that we wish to die, because we have our own duty to fulfill in this world.
乃是愿意穿上那个。
Therefore it says, but rather to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling.
我们盼望主耶稣早日再临，我们身体改变得到救赎。得到得赎我们能够得到一个属灵身体我们就永远脱去肉体上一切的叹息劳苦了我们很愿意想得到那个
Because we are hoping for the second coming of Jesus, while our physical body can be redeemed and become a spiritual body, and we can enjoy the pleasure in heaven forever.
当我们身体得赎的时候呢，那个必死呢就被生命吞灭了，我们必死的身体啊，就改变变成一个永远不死的属灵的身体了。那个时候没有死亡了，没有老，没有忧伤啊，没有哀哭，没有流泪死亡的事情，通通没有了啊。
So when Jesus comes again, our body that eventually will die will be transformed into a spiritual body, and we will not experience all the hardships and sufferings, mournings.
为此培植我们的就是神，他又赐圣灵给我们做凭据。我们想要得到那个盼望，得到那永存的房屋这个永远不朽的属灵身体，是因为神的培植，神的恩典，神的栽培我们，赏赐给我们。
And the fact that we can obtain this spiritual body and eternal house in heaven is because God has nurtured us and God has gave us this priority.
是借着主耶稣的十字架上的受死、埋葬、复活。
And it's through the crucifixion of Jesus and his being buried and resurrected again.
然后借着圣灵的降临建立了教会。
And through the descendant of Holy Spirit that the church is established.
虽然经过这个冬天但是在春雨的时候雨水在下降五谷成熟了
And though we have gone through the winter when the Holy Spirit is gone, but now we are in the harvest time, and the harvest is ready.
我们要吹角。
We have to blow the trumpets.
我们就是春雨圣灵末世这个晚雨所建立的教会，我们就必须要吹角，要宣告，要传福音。
Because we are the later rain and the spring rain, and when the trumpet is blown, we have to preach the gospel.
使万人得救。
So that all the people can be saved.
在主耶稣再临前，以色列全家都要得救的。
And before Jesus comes again, the whole household of Jewish people will be saved.
因为神是信实的神，神的应许绝对不会落空的
God is a faithful God, and His promise will surely be fulfilled.
以色列人将来通通要得救。
The Israelites will all be saved.
有人统计全世界信耶稣的犹太人不会超过几千人。
Some people calculated that the whole nation of Jewish people that believe in Jesus is no more than 1,000 people.
我们看罗马书十一章的
Let's turn to Romans chapter 25. Romans 11, verse 25.
十一章的十二节。
Romans 11, verse 12.
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这个奥秘，恐怕你们自以为聪明，就是以色列人有几分是硬心的，等到外邦人的数目填满了，于是二十六节。
26.
于是以色列全家都要得救如经上所记必有一位救主从西安出来要消除雅各家一切的罪恶二十七节
27.
又说我除去他们罪的时候这就是他我与他们所立的约二十八节
28.
按照福音来说他们为你们的缘故是仇敌因为他们不断的逼迫教会抗拒这个基督但是呢如果按照拣选来说他们为列祖的缘故是蒙爱的二十九节
29.
因为神的恩赐和选召是没有后悔的三十节
30.
从前你们从前不顺服神如今因着他们的不顺服你们反倒蒙了怜惜三十一节
31.
这样 他们也是不顺服啊，叫他们因着施给你们的怜恤，现在也就蒙怜恤。32节。
32。
因为神将众人都圈在不顺服之中，特意要怜恤众人。哦，这个时候啊，以色列全家要得救啊！啊
，The all Israel will be saved。
哎，必有一位救主从锡安出来，要消除雅各家一切的罪恶。
Because the deliverer will come from Zion, and he will turn godlessness away from Jacob. That is, he will redeem all the sins.
哎，我们因着福音得救啊！
And we are saved by the gospel.
以色列人因着应许得救。
But the Israelites are saved by promise.
因为神他跟他的主亚伯拉罕立了约。
Because God has made a covenant with their ancestor Abraham.
所以在主耶稣再临前呢、啊，啊，这个以色列全家要得救，他们呢、啊、要全部悔改，承认耶稣是救主啊，全部啊回归到神面前。
Because before the second coming of Jesus, all Israel will repent and recognize that Jesus is the Savior, and they will be saved.
所以啊，我们现在在这个祝棚节里面，都是等候耶稣的再来。
So now we are in the feast of the booth, and we are waiting for the second coming of Jesus.
当然这个逾越节啊，跟无酵节啊是同时。这个逾越节是14号黄昏的时候啊，那14号黄昏太阳下山呢，就是15号的开始，犹太人的算法就是这样啊。所以啊，这个逾越节啊，这个逾越节啊，就已经要除酵了啊，因为他们黄昏就已经是算15号了啊。黄昏以后就15号啊，所以逾越节用的也是无酵饼，绝对是无酵饼啊。就现在一般教会啊，领圣餐呐、啊，用有效的饼，用面包啊，这些都不合乎圣经真理。
So the
葡萄酒，那酒也是发酵，也是不对。
So the Feast of the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread has to go together because the 14th day during the sunset is actually the twilight of the 15th day. Therefore, now a lot of churches, they use yeast with the bread for Holy Communion. That is not right. And they use wine as well. It's not right too because they have to use unleavened bread and grape juice.
那无酵节的啊，无酵节的第二天啊，就是出手节了啊，这都是相连在一起的啊。
And the second day of the unleavened bread is the feast of the first fruits. Therefore, they are all connected.
啊，所以这个七节起也是一个啊神救赎的啊一个经纶呐、啊，一个过程啊。
So this seventh feast is actually a procedure of the atonement of God, the redemption of God.
所以。使徒时代就到五旬节啊，统统应验的啊。这个前四个节体在使徒时代就已经全部应验了啊。
So the first four feasts are completed during the apostolic time.
后三个节体呢，就应验在我们真教会里面。
And the last three feasts are fulfilled in our church today.
所以我们必须要积极吹角。
Therefore, we must blow our trumps.
所以我刚才啊，在温哥华做报告啊，早上我看那个《世界日报》，在温哥华地区啊，就有那个五旬节联合会、啊，他们已经建立了，在温哥华地区建立了27间教会了啊，是英语的啊，英语的讲英语的教会啊。
So this morning I read from National Post that here in Vancouver there are already 27 churches from the Pentecost Church and they are of Caucasian.
在七月大概二十六七八还是有3天的时间啊，他们有一个华语的大布道会。
But 26th, 7th and 8th they will have 3 days of evangelical service in Mandarin.
所以啊，我们真教会现在温哥华 就是我们这一间教会。
So this is our only true church in Vancouver.
我们不要忘了教会的使命啊。
And we should not forget our duty, our mission.
啊，要吹角。
Our mission is to blow the trumpet.
吹角就是宣告。
Trumpet is to pronounce.
耶稣要来，再来了。
That Jesus is coming again.
赶快把救赎的福音要赶快传开。
And we have to spread the gospel around.
因为我们所传的是真理道，得救的福音，有圣灵做印记的。
Because the truth that we are preaching is the gospel and the guarantee with the Holy Spirit.
所以教会啊，弟兄姐妹应该大家同心合意。
That's why we should all work in one accord.
积极的去传福音。
And to preach the gospel with zeal.
啊，我们不能把福音传开，那我们真的是辜负了主耶稣的托付。
If we cannot successfully preach the gospel, we have let Jesus down.
所以刚才啊，跟这个执会座谈的时候，有一些建议啊，所以我们应该把教会的支柱赶快健全起来，大家分工合作啊。
Just now, I was having a meeting with the board members, and I encouraged them to have a better organization so that we can all work for God.
不但要稳固内部，还要向外积极的去拓展。
And not only we have to strengthen the inner part of our church, we have to preach the gospel to the outsiders as well.
啊，因为这是我们末世真教会啊。所负的使命啊！
Because this is the mission of the true church in the last days.
啊，所以我们把这个七节集啊，这个程序再整理一次啊。
So that was our summary for the seven feasts.
那我们现在看第八安息年跟禧年啊。
Now we're going to talk about the Sabbath year and the year of Jubilee.
这个安息年、禧年呢、啊，都记载这个。利未记的二十五章里面啊
，The Sabbath year and the year of Jubilee is recorded in Leviticus chapter 25.
啊，因为我们想留一节时间呢、啊，做一些这个问题的沟通啊。
Because next session I want to have a discussion.
所以我简单把它提过啊。
So I'll just go through it roughly.
啊，这个安息年就是禧年的。预备工作了哈，许人的预备。
And the Sabbath year is for the preparation of the year of Jubilee.
所说的安息年就是六年这个耕作，第七年呢、啊、要使地得到安息，休耕呐
And the sixth years is for sowing, and the seventh years is for resting.
当然呢、啊，地一休耕啊，地歇息了。人自然也休息了、哦、
And so when the land is having a rest, the people will eventually have the rest as well.
那休息做什么
？And what do they do during this period？
要我们有更多的时间来敬拜神，听律法。
So that they will have more time to worship Lord and hear the law.
啊，再来呢，安息年呢、啊，这个地安息的时候不耕种，但是地仍然呢、啊、会有自然的。成长啊，这些菜蔬啦、水果啦，地主不能采收。
But though the land is resting, all this fruit and vegetable will still be growing, but the landlord cannot harvest it.
这要留给那些穷人。
Because all this should be left for the poor people.
啊，寄居的人。
And the sojourners. So what do they eat?
哎，这就彰显出神。特别的眷顾
，and that shows God's caring nature.
你不用担心
，you do not have to worry.
神既然要我们这样做，那神自己就会负责任的。
If God wants you to do so, God will bear the responsibilities.
那是信心的问题的，我们对神信心的问题的。
So it's just a matter of faith.
使人知道全地啊都是属神的。
So that we know that the whole land belongs to God.
哎，人活在世上不过是寄居的，是客旅而已。
And we men are merely sojourners and aliens on earth.
当然这个安息年呢、啊、就是这个选民一个信心的试验啊。
So this Sabbath year is to test the faith of the chosen people.
也是一个爱心的表现。
And it's also a time for you to show your love.
啊，那当然啦、啊，地主必须要做有效的规划啊。
But the landlords should have everything organized.
不是叫你不愁吃穿啊，生活懒散。
It's not for you to be lazy and worry about nothing.
乃是要让我们得到更大的益处。
But rather for you to gain greater benefits.
啊，那今天我们怎么守安息年呢
？So today, how do we keep the Sabbath year?
哎，为什么地要安息呢
？And why does the land have to rest?
我们看创世纪第三章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 3.
第三章十七节
Genesis 3 verse 17
又对亚当说你既然听从妻子的话吃了我所吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子地必为你的缘故受咒诅啊，你必终身劳苦才能从地里得吃的十八节
18.
地必给你长出荆棘和蒺藜来你也要吃田间的菜蔬十九节
19.
你必汗流满面才得糊口直到你归了土因为你是从土而出你本是尘土人要归于尘土啊人类犯罪之后受咒诅连地都连带受咒诅了
After man sin they are cursed and even the land is cursed too
本来人活在乐园里面、啊、不用去开耕了
When man was living in the Garden of Eden they did not have to plant
神使这个万物、啊、这些植物从地里自然生长
Because everything grew out of the land naturally
可以吃地里自己所出的
，and they just eat from the land。
但是人犯罪之后
，but after they have sinned，
哎，地因着人的罪也受咒诅了。
The land because of the man they were cursed as well。
地不再为人效劳
，and the land no longer works for man。
人需要去劳苦去开耕，才能够从地里得到糊口。
But rather, the man have to toil and hover for all the food.
如果地会讲话啊，当人开耕的时候，哎呀，人呐、啊，你犯了罪，让我受苦，我的背被你犁得一沟一沟了，痛死了。
And if the land can speak, he will probably say it's all because you men have sinned, and now you're doing all this to me.
地因为人才受咒诅。
And the land is because of man that it was cursed as well.
哎，神的恩典临到，定了安息年。
But the grace of God has reached the year of the Sabbath year.
哎，要使地得到安息。
And so the land can have a rest.
因为人也要安息。
Because the men have to rest too.
所以啊，二十三章里面有提到安息日啊。
So in chapter 23, it mentions about the Sabbath day.
创世纪第二章
Genesis chapter 2.
第一节到第三节
Verse 1 to
3. 提了安息圣日
It talks about the Sabbath day.
神歇下他的工不但神休息了
God has completed his work and he's having a rest.
也要人休息
And he also wants the man to rest.
人六日殷勤工作，第七日安息。
The man shall labor for 6 days, and on the seventh day he shall rest.
来纪念神六日的创造。
And to remember the creation of God during these 6 days.
第七日是属神的。
And the seventh day belongs to God.
我们安息日享受神的恩典。
So on Sabbath day we receive grace from God.
所以在安息日的时候。 不但纪念神六日的创造，神啊、对我们人类啊啊、生活的供应，我们要献上感谢。
So on the seventh day, we know not only remember the creation of God, we also thank God for all His blessings.
哎，我们的肉体也得到休息。
And our physical body is having a rest.
啊，安息日是圣日。
And the Sabbath day is a sacred day.
分别为圣的日子。
It's a holy day.
属神的日子。
It's a day that belongs to God.
啊，所以啊，安息日啊，要有崇拜。
So on Sabbath day, we have to have worship.
那从安息日一直到安息年。
And from the Sabbath year until the year of Jubilee.
以前是农业社会啊，以色列人六年耕作，第七年就休耕了，二十土地啊，啊，得到这个安息休息啊。
For the Israelites, they have to sow and prune for 6 years, but on the seventh year, they will take a rest.
那今天呢、啊，是工商社会呢。
And today, in a commercial society.
我开工厂六年，第七年休业了，休业一年。
Can you open your factory for 6 years, and on the seventh year, you take a break?
当然，我们现在啊，享受安息年呐、啊。啊，跟以前农业社会不一样啊、哦、
！Of course, now is the industrial time, and it's different from the agriculture period.
啊，确实啊，土地一直人类啊，不守安息日啊，人类不守安息日。
And because the human beings did not keep the Sabbath,
是土地啊没有得到休息。
And therefore, the land could not take a rest too.
哎，结果土地啊，这个地都酸化了。营养不良了，酸化，营养不良，所以一直、啊、用一些啊化学肥料、其他肥料来促进作物的生产，结果土地都酸化了，结果、啊、长出来的这些啊果实啊都有毒素的。
And because the land did not take a rest, it turned sour, and there was not enough nutrition, so men start using fertilizers.And the plants that they have grown and the fruit they have grown, it's full of poison because of the fertilizers.
啊，所以现在很多国家也实行安息年了。
So now a lot of countries they perform this Sabbath year.
啊，日本早就啊啊有安息年了。
In Japan, they have already practiced Sabbath year long time ago.
台湾现在也有安息年。
In Taiwan, now we have Sabbath year as well.
农家不耕作，休耕，申请休耕。政府给你补助，一年给你补助多少钱？你不要种，每年呢、啊、补助你，啊、不耕作的啊，这个补贴给你。
The farmers will take a rest during this year, and the government will give them the daily supplies they need.
啊，那现在工商社会怎么守安？怎么享受安息年
？So now in this industrial era, how do we keep the Sabbath year?
我们这些先进国家啊，都是周休两日，一日是安息日啊，那七日，另外再休息一日啊，等于六年休息一年，等于进入享受安息年一样了啊。
So now we get a day off on the Sabbath day, and it's just like having a Sabbath year.
啊，在台湾呢、啊，现在是隔周休，可能明年一月开始啊就。每周休两天的、啊、也要每周休两天的、啊、安息日跟星期日通通休息啊啊，那多休了一天，等于六年休一年，等于在享受安息等一样喽。
So in Taiwan we now have a Sabbath day off every 2 weeks, but then later on we might have both Saturday and Sunday off, so it's just like having a Sabbath year.
我们不能忽略啊这个安息年的。这个意义哦
，and we should not neglect the significance of the Sabbath year.
是安息年呐、啊，土地不耕作，从地里自己生产的，要留给那些穷人和寄居的去采收，地主不能采收，不能收割的。
So on the Sabbath year, we do not sow our land, our field, and the landlord is not supposed to take out any harvest from the land that it grows by itself. It's to be given to the poor people.
在利未记二十三章二十二节里面也提到啊，当你收割的时候，残梗的四角不可以收割啊，残梗的四角啊，那收成比较差。但是呢，果子啊，可能有些晒不到太阳了、啊，还是怎么样？哎，但是要留给穷人。
So in Leviticus chapter 23 verse 22 it says, when you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field, because those harvesting is to be left over for the poor people.
以前台湾也是一样哈、哦，你种的，比如说种花生的，啊，工人呢、啊、拔起来，掉在地里的，你不能在外，要给穷人来捡，哎。
So this goes the same in Taiwan. When you are harvesting all the peanuts, you are not supposed to pick up those that are dropped on the land. You are supposed to leave those to the poor people.
所以那些穷人啊啊，最收成的时候哦，去捡番薯、捡土豆哈，捡地瓜啊，捡花生呢 啊，工人呐、啊、拔起来的时候啊，不能再挖了。没有一起跟上来的，就是留给穷人的。
So all those poor people were gathered together during harvest time, and they will pick out all the sweet potatoes and peanuts left over by these people.
这是神对穷人的一个怜悯。
And this is a compassion for the poor people from God.
也就是要我们呢、啊，每个弟兄姐妹，有的最缺乏的，要互相帮补，大家要互相帮补啊。
And that is to teach us brothers and sisters to help one another.
尤其在我们族里，大家都是一家人嘛。
Especially in the Lord, we are one family.
是在台湾呐、啊，大部分教会总会也有啊、地方的教会都有啊、有一个啊、救济委员会啊，这个有一些啊、这个慈善基金啊、对于那些穷苦的信徒啊，都必须做长期的帮助。
So in Taiwan, in our church, we have this organization that will raise this fund for all the people, when they, poor people, when they need it.
尤其对那低收入户的孤儿寡妇啊，教会啊，必须要按人口每个月帮助啊，不是等到过年才一次啊，每个月啊，总会负责三分之二，地方教会负责三分之一啊来。帮补那些孤儿寡妇啊
，and especially to those with low income or orphans or widows, every month the church will have to give them according to their need, and the GA will pay 2/3 of their daily living, while the local church will pay 1/3 of their living.
感谢主了，去年台湾呐921赈灾，也从世界啊各地教会弟兄姐妹爱心的。这个关怀啊，在教会里面呢、啊，一共这个赈灾的奉献呢、啊，几千万了、啊，有几千万，将近一亿啊。
And during the
弟兄姐妹啊，爱的关怀。
During the great earthquake in Taiwan, we had this donations from all the members, and it's about 1 billion NT.
这是值得感谢神的地方啊。
And we should be thankful to God for this.
当然了，我们对灾区的灾民呐、啊，我们教会啊、总会啊，也对他们做捐献的工作、啊、
And of course, our church also donated for all these people that were in calamity.
在那个。发生地震大地震那个期间呢、啊、我们在埔里的安老院也收容了200多位啊灾民啊不只是我们信徒外邦通通进来收容了200多